Father, we thank you in your Son's name, Jesus. We're so grateful. So grateful that we call upon the name above all name. The only name we call upon, Jesus. Lord, we're here, two or three. And even more, we're gathered in your name. Praise God, you're in the midst of us. Lord, your Spirit, praise his name, is working. Thank you, Lord, it works mightily and effectually in them that believe. And Lord, increase our faith today. God, you're ever ready to do it. You're quick. Praise God, the word, sharper than any two-edged sword, let it pierce like never before this morning. God, let it bring us to conviction today. God, let it make the change of lifetimes today. God, lives are in the balance this morning that need to make decisions. Will I go? Will I go? It's not for tomorrow. It's for now. God, help us to move with you immediately. Help us to tend upon your word. Lord, let us not be distracted by the things of this world. God, may our thoughts be only and solely upon you this morning. You know the need because you put it there. Help us to trust you for it. Anoint us today. Let us be vessels pleasing to you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would open your Bibles with me this morning, brothers and sisters, we're going back to the fifth chapter of Galatians. We've been on a journey in the fruit. So grateful to God. We'll pick it up today with the fifth grace of this fruit. And in verse 22 we read, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace." Listen to these things. Praise God. Promises. Evidence. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What a privilege to walk in the Spirit. And today, brothers and sisters, we're in the fifth of the nine graces. The fifth of the nine graces, gentleness. And how fitting, grace for grace. And oh, is he gentle with us. How gentle he is with you. How time and time again, in my unbelief and in my unfaithfulness, he abideth faithful. He's never changed. He's never moved. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, your loving Savior that always, always is thrilled to hear you call upon him. Always thankful when you lift your head and voice to him. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter the failure, no matter the unbelief, in a moment, in the name of Jesus, how pleased and thankful and rejoicing the whole Godhead is that that vessel has called upon my name. Gentleness. Two times in the Old Testament, Brother David. How I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. But Brother David said, "Thy gentleness hath made me great. Thy gentleness hath made me great." His heart overwhelmed. Sure, it means kindness. Sure, gentleness has the expression of goodness. But it goes even further, and God always does that. It means usefulness. Usefulness. And that just smacked my heart. It pierced so deep. Vessel, son. Vessel. The one who adds to the usefulness of the husband. What do you think of that? His grace has no limits. Not only does he use you, if you'll yield to him, he'll use you and add you to the usefulness of the husband. Oh, my goodness. How deep we want to go. Launch out. I was tired of standing on the shore. I had to get deep, praise God. I didn't realize how deep he's going to take me that fast, though. I said, Lord, it's like you took me off in a chopper and you just dropped me right into the midst. Praise God. And you know what? I've been bobbing at times, but you know what? He's held me all the way. Praise be to God. God's grace is always useful, brothers and sisters. His usefulness did make David great. His usefulness did make us great. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And may we always know, I am what I am by the grace of God. Now, how often I hear God's precious people say to me, and I'm so thankful that I hear this, and I believe that most of it is very earnest and zealous of the things of God. I just hope it's in great wisdom and in great faith. But they say, I want God to use me. I want God to use me. Listen to the scripture that we're reading here. I believe it's loud and clear. Gentleness. Gentleness. It's what makes you pliable. It's what makes you useful. And without gentleness, brothers and sisters, you will sit there hardened and idle. I do not want to be a stiff-necked people. How about you? I read what happened to them. Life is a lot better than that. The alternative of unbelief is wonderful. The alternative of despair is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's sitting right in front of us every single day because of the joy that was set before Him. He endured the cross, and I rejoice in that love that He gave and loves me with every single day. Now, hardened clay we know cannot be formed. I don't know if you've tried. Don't. It doesn't work. But I'm going to tell you something. Gentle, pliable, moistened clay, watered clay. The Word, the anointing, sometimes they even put oil in that clay. Can you imagine? Oh, let God speak to you. Can shape us into all the perfect and complete will of God. That's marvelous. That means I can believe Him. I can believe this Word. Not just words on a page, but promises, the life of Christ in my heart, living in me, abiding in me. That's how we walk in the Spirit, by believing God. It's just there. It's just there. You got a car. You got gasoline. I can sit in it all I want. But until I turn it on, until I flip the switch, the light's not going to light the room. It's all there. It's all supplied. What are we doing? How long are you going to sit there? Huh? I appreciated it yesterday. The Lord provided. My son, he turned 16. What a delight. He didn't have any idea. But his mom and daddy were encouraged to get him a little used car. And the Lord provided one so sweetly. His mom and daddy are kind of ornery. And it would have been wonderful no matter. And I believe his heart expressed it. But I brought him home from football practice there. And there was this old jalopy truck sitting in the driveway. Had a big red bow on the front of the hood. See, you don't want to get too close to me, I promise you. But there we came down the street. And I could see joy and terror on his face at the same time. I know he looked two or three times to make sure. Was that my house and my driveway? And it was. And I said to him, now, son, I know it might not have been the car that you were maybe expecting, but it's a car, no less. And it'll get you from here to there, and it'll be a good one to practice in. And as the Lord gives us time, we'll find a car. He'll provide. And I could see the smile on his face, and a lot of the family members had to show up because they knew what was going down. We were kind of honoring our participation with one another. So there, he was sitting in that truck, and He got in it, and you know how the kids say? He looked at it, he said, you know, this is kind of tight, Dad. That means it's okay. So I thought that was wonderful. At the same time, that truck was pointed away from our garage, which was behind us, but right there on the driveway. I told Polly to hit the button to put up the garage door. And he looked in the mirror of the rearview mirror as he saw the coming up. And he saw a little teeny cute little Mustang sitting in there. Now it's used, so don't get all bent out of shape. And for those of you that think I lost my marble, it's just a 6-cylinder, so we're okay. But pray for my son and pray for us. It's time to live by faith, huh? But the thing I'm getting at, and I appreciated him, he didn't just want to sit in it. He didn't want to just look at it. He wanted to turn it on. He wanted to drive it. He wanted to use it. Probably wants to use it a little too much. It's a clutch, and we're working on that right now. But let that speak to you. You've got that in Christ. Do you realize what you have, man? And it's no used vehicle. Oh, no. As they say, it's tricked out. And it's not a trick. It's real. It's beyond imagination. Take you everywhere He wants to take you. Heights, oh my goodness, beyond the space shuttle, anything that could ever orbit, takes you right out of this universe. And that's your Lord. But it's only going to be by faith. By faith. Now the Lord, I'll move on. But He encouraged my heart in this gentleness. And I think, as I was sitting there with Him, He said, son, three different ways I want you to fellowship this morning with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Magnificent ways that gentleness manifests itself in our lives when we walk in the Spirit. And the first one is gentleness with God. See, He's already gentle with us. He can't be anything but gentle. It's in His loving kindness. You may think He's harsh, but He's not. He loves you and He knows what you need. How many times did we hear, I wouldn't give the baby the loaded revolver. I wouldn't give the baby the razor blade. I know that's a graphic mental picture, but it doesn't even come close to when we want things that God does not want us to have. Know it. Believe Him for your life. And this is where it's going here. Are we gentle with God? Are we gentle with God? Many times, God's precious children, they want to wrestle with Him. I told you many times, as the brother expressed to me, and I saw it in there, Jacob, you're going to go wrestle with God? He's already given you more than what you're trying to get out of Him. Amen. And we're there too. Quit telling God what you think you need and say, Lord, give me the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. Life's a lot better. That's the best when we get on with that. But I'm telling you here from experience, you don't need to wrestle with God. It does not need to be that hard. I've heard Him express to my heart many times, son, quit tempting me. I'm not talking about God taking me out. I'm talking about believing God. I'm talking about the times when we block Him out when He is speaking so clearly to us. His words are never muddled. Are you listening? It's a still small voice. Yes, it is, often. And you do need to be still and know that He is God. But let me tell you something. He's audible. You can hear Him. And you can hear Him always because He says, my sheep, they know my voice. Huh? And I want to be a little lamb that listens to His voice. And takes instruction from His voice. Lead me. Lord, help me not to deny your faithfulness. This tempting God is merely unbelief, brothers and sisters. Whether it was those children there in the wilderness. Whether it was the believing Pharisees. Remember, they were trying to get a hold of the disciples and put that yoke of bondage on them. Brother Peter was inspired. No! You're not going to do that by the grace of God. It's going to be by the grace of God. Oh, Oh, God, help us. Brothers and sisters, what bondage that comes when we have hardness of heart, when we build the walls that block out the grace of God. Religion blocks out the grace of God. It does. Organization blocks out the grace of God. It tries to do something instead of being gentle with God and say, oh, you've already done it all. Tear down the walls. Break up the fallow ground. Oh, Lord, let it work deep. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I'm talking about complete confidence. Complete confidence. Nothing wavering in the faithfulness of God. Do you see how that's gentle to Him? I believe there's many lives here that love to please the Father. I do. I believe that in your heart you would not be here today if you did not want to be pleasing to God. Do you know that believing Jesus Christ in His Word, I mean really believing, accepting the Word of God, there's nothing more gentle you could do to the Father? That when you believe Him by faith and come boldly in there, you're stroking and touching the face of the Father. You are. And tell Him, thank you. Thank you for your Son. Thank you that I can come in here. And that I can cast it all upon you. And that I know that I am loved. I know that I am wanted. That I know that you want fellowship with me. A nothing, a nobody. But you gave your Son because you needed that. You needed that fellowship with me. Gentleness with God. And then I'll tell you what. That's love that works by faith, isn't it? Our faith with works by love. Know that, brothers and sisters, that wonderful gentleness. But gentleness with God brings the second. And that's moderation or gentleness to all men. To all men. Get over the us for and no more. Amen? Come on. Bridal love loves everybody. And bridal love especially loves the body of Christ. Like I say many times, honey, I didn't marry you just for your brains. Oh my goodness, you all are so stiff. Come on. Do you know you're wonderfully and fearfully made? Do you know you're a masterpiece? Do you realize that? God's creation is good. It's good. Look what He did and learn from what He did. Take the examples. Don't be ashamed. It's time you get free. He's already made you free. Are you just going to believe you're free? Now, brothers and sisters, it's the whole package. Bridal love is everything. Everyone. It's a love that doesn't pick and choose. It's just there. It couldn't be forced. It couldn't be conjured up. It's just what it is. It's just what God does. I appreciate the love of God in you all. I believe that He is working that love. And that's the only love in our lives. He's sowing it in. There's a perfect pattern. It's coming to the surface. But I'm going to tell you something. Those stitches hurt, don't they? We hurt one another sometimes. We're still in human form. We do fail. Please see Christ in me. Please see Christ in me. Look for Christ in me. Pray for Christ in me. And I will do the same for you. And then there'll be harmony. Then there'll be growth. Then there'll be a unity in the Spirit that only the Word can bring and only the love of God can do. And then you're going to see power. You don't want to see bitterness. You don't want to see divisions. I understand that the Word of God says there must be divisions among you. There must be those heresies among you. I understand that. But that doesn't mean that I need to participate in it. That doesn't mean that I need to be the one that's heading up the group that's causing the division, does it now? But it fervently means that I need to get on my knees and call out to the Lord and say, Lord, help us. Lord, help me not to look upon my brother's sin. Help me to get on my knees and to restore and to bring the salve and to bring the ointment. And that's the moderation. That's the brother or sister in Christ that sees the gentleness, that lives the gentleness to all men. The life that carries the sweet honey. Not a life that carries a quiver of arrows to hurt you. To let you know what you're not living in the Word of God. Preach the Word. Truth in love. He gives the increase. He'll bring the correction. His Word, His Gospel, His doctrine reproves and exhorts and does it all. Do we realize what we got working for us and more importantly working in us? More than conquerors. This is a life, brothers and sisters, and I want to have this life that seeks out the lovely. I do. I want to see that. By the grace of God, I want to meditate upon the good report. How about you? I don't want to live like the paper. I don't want to live like the news. I don't want to live like politicians and all of those things. God help us. God help us. There's so much more. We have so much more. A dear sister that's been with us for a few weeks and loves to come in fellowship. She went home and she said, "Oh, I'm so lonely." Now I know in her heart with Christ she's never alone. But she's lonely. She yearns for that fellowship so sweetly just a day or two gone. Do you realize what you have? Do you realize what we have? Just be thankful. Don't feel bad about it. Be grateful for it. Say, "Jesus, thank you for my family in Christ. Thank you that I know that there are vessels that have the love of God." Oh, help us, God, to wake us up. Now, many will say, "Oh, that's just being nice." God. Do you know the word "nice" isn't even found in the Bible one time? It's not. It's not. Matter of fact, nice can be downright deadly. Did you hear me? Nice can be downright deadly. Nice has nothing to do with gentleness, brothers and sisters. Nice compromises. Nice hesitates giving every man an answer. Whereas gentleness stands firm and speaks truth in love. Gentleness corrects in grace and truth. Yes, it does. A gentle heart does not provoke God's children to wrath, but a gentle heart rather inspires to love and returns good for evil. And I say, "Lord, thank you. Thank you for the potential in my brothers and sisters of Christ to be used of the Lord." We can be gentle because He is gentle. Finally, brothers and sisters, are we gentle with ourselves? Please listen to this one. This is cutting deep. Are we gentle with ourselves? Oftentimes, my greatest critic, often ones that can cut me down, the one that can cut me down like no other, that can condemn me like no other, that can beat me down like no other, is the one I see first thing in the morning. Maybe I'm just giving you my personal testimony. Self-condemnation is a mighty foe. It's one of the enemy's greatest ploys. How about Romans 8:1? How about Romans 8:1? There is therefore now. Do you know this? Do you believe this? You know, sometimes it's so easy for me to believe that for my brother. But Lord, I'm having a hard time for myself. Because see, I know me and I know better. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, it causes me to sing. It causes me to praise. It is in everything in my life. Oh, I know there's ones out there sitting there maybe thinking, oh my goodness, what great sin has that brother? What has he done? Before thee and thee only have I sinned. And I don't want you to fret, I'm in good care. And there's a working going on in my life, I can say by faith that He's building in me all perfect, complete will of God. That's nothing to do with me. Just spend a day with me and you say, there's just no way. But I believe this word, and it says there's no stopping it. Know it. This is greater than you. This is greater than all my sin. This is greater than all my unbelief. This is greater than all my failure. This is greater than all my shortcomings. And I believe. And I believe. Now, brothers and sisters, we're wonderfully and fearfully made in Christ. I'm here to encourage you to love who you are in Jesus Christ. I'm not saying love who you are. Love who you are in Christ. Love that now, you are a son of God. Love that. Rejoice in that. Remember, brothers and sisters, it doth not appear. It doesn't appear yet. It doesn't. Oh no, I don't look sometimes a lot like it. Come on now, it's not that I'm giving myself an excuse, brothers and sisters. Oh no. No. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know. Do you see how definite that is? I'm so thankful that I worship the God of absolute and definite and completion and done and finished. But we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Now, some ice is breaking up. Oh yes, some gentleness is beginning to work in. And I'll close it here with you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ ready to be offered weak. Weak. The Lamb slain, a bloody piece of pulp. To the eyes of man, that sure didn't look like the I Am. Didn't look like anything like the Son of God. Come on, you could see Him mocking. But that's exactly who he always was and always is, fully surrendered, hanging, bleeding, dying upon the cross. And all I can say is what gentleness displayed. He could have called 10,000 angels. The Father could have stepped in, and I'm telling you, I really believe part of that turning away. I'm a daddy. Sometimes I have to take a big deep breath at a coach. And this is way beyond that. He could have taken them all out. The Father could have said, well, son, nope. It never would have happened because he already put it in Christ. But I'm just saying, what could have been? But no, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't have a clue. They don't have an idea. They don't know what they're doing. He said, Father, I love them. So he hung. And by all things, they consist and hold together because of him. And those nails stayed together. And I've heard the foolishness of man trying to tell me. Oh, it would have ripped through his hand. It would have been in his wrist to where it was. Let me tell you something. By him, all things hold together. And his hands held together on that cross that day. And his feet held together on that cross that day. And those nails held together on the cross that day. And that old rugged wooden cross held together that day. And everything held together that day because of the Lamb that was upon the cross. Gentleness. It reached down so far. So far that it plucked us out of the grips of sin. Took me from death to everlasting life. And I sit there and I just say, oh God, how can it be? How can it be? Do they see your weakness? Do they mock and despise and laugh at your gentleness? Oh, I'm sure there's people that might watch even this tape. Praise God, they do. Look at him weep. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Matter of fact, I'm downright proud of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And praise God, it's strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness. And you know that word kindness? It's gentleness toward us in Jesus Christ. It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner. Gentleness makes us great right now. It does. Just like Brother David, Jesus Christ hasn't changed. And can you imagine what that gentleness is going to do in the ages to come? Can you imagine what that gentleness is going to do in the ages to come? A time when you're going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. A time when there will be no more unbelief. Can you imagine that? There will be no unbelief. Nothing hindering. A time when I'm going to be able and you're going to be able to receive all the exceeding riches of His grace. It's just so thick. Can you drink that today? I mean, really, is the cup of salvation, do you see it? What can I render unto you, Lord? Oh, son, just take this cup today and drink. Oh, Jesus, while every head is bowed, Lord, we look to You and You alone. We thank You for this time. God, we thank You for every life. Lord, we thank You for the boldness to not quench anything, Lord, but to praise You with our vessel. Help us to rejoice today and that lives are being transformed. God, help us not to look with our own eyes, but God, may we look only and solely with the love of God, and then we might grow up too. Lord, convict our hearts this morning. Only You can bring this. Thank You for this time of fellowship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.